Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling
with a situation that's out of control?
Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
Well, Alison has found herself in the middle of a very delicate family situation. She writes, "My sister-in-law has fallen out with her family, but asked me to let her know if one of her parents had a medical emergency. Without telling my husband, I texted her to let her know her father had been in hospital, but was okay. She then used that to further attack her parents for not telling her straight away. My husband forgave, and I lost sympathy for her, but I still feel she should know the status of her ailing parents. I also wish it would drive her to make amends before it's too late, but she seems to be more concerned with herself. What to do?" Well, here we go. Let's jump in, folks. What would you do if you were in Alison's shoes? Should she become a sort of mediator in the family or stay out of it? To sort out this tricky one, we've got entrepreneur and broadcaster George McEncrow and presenter of ABC Hobart, Rick Goddard. George, Rick, thanks for joining me.
Hello.
So, George, firstly, what do you think? Do you think Alison made the right move by letting her sister-in-law know that her father was in hospital?
Look, I sympathise with her position, but I do think the fact that she didn't tell her husband lets us into a little bit of a sense that perhaps she knew she was breaching some kind of a boundary that had been put in place. So that's obviously, you know, his sister and the family, and there's so much history here that I, you know, can't guess at it, but you've got to imagine it's pretty big for her to not, you know, instantly have a chat to him and say, "Hey, husband, I've just got this text, what do you think we should do?" And that's where I think she's in a bit of trouble. I get it. I get that the sister wants to know the status of the health of her parents, or at least on the face of it, that was her inquiry. But, yeah, it's just so tricky when it comes to other people's families. They're just such murky, difficult, complex beasts.
They can be. They certainly can be.
They really can be.
But Alison's there now. She put herself in the middle of this. What dynamics do you think she needs to be aware of?
Oh, well, the history. I mean, I think to say this is not my circus and these are not my monkeys and I don't really have a role here. I mean, I think the safest thing for her to do is to toe the line with her husband and perhaps go and research a really good family mediator. You know, I think you can still be useful, but I think she's only going to come a cropper if she tries to avoid, you know, tries to insert herself in some role here that it'll cause friction with her husband, and that's got to be her primary relationship, I think.
And the thing is, you've got to be really careful and respectful with in-law relationships because, you know, we've been talking earlier in the show about how you can become very close and loving, but at the same time, you are the in-law. So there's ground there where you have to kind of not be putting yourself in where you shouldn't be putting yourself, right?
No, you've got to defer to the wishes of the in-laws family, and you weren't there, so you don't know the history. I mean, whatever has caused a falling out to the point where the parents don't want to tell their daughter that they're unwell, you've got to imagine it's pretty big. Whether it's fair or not, who knows, right? But it is there. They have chosen not to include her in that kind of decision, and her brother obviously feels the same way. So for whatever reason, she is on the outer with her family, and that's not something you're going to fix as a sister-in-law. You're just not.
So, Rick, how do you see this situation?
Well, I thought I'd take a view of international diplomacy from a different perspective. And essentially, you know, countries spy on each other all the time and they share information, and if everyone plays according to a certain set of rules, it sort of works. And what's happened here is that the sister-in-law has broken the rules. She needed secret information to be passed to her for her to have a sense of well-being, that the world was okay. And then she just used it nefariously. So she's broken trust. So if I was in Alison's position, I think I'd be just saying, look, you broke my trust. It's really hard for me to keep offering that information. But I did love the comment that Jen made going, I would tell myself not to get involved, and then I'd jump right in. You know, it's in the end her own values of what she feels should be happening in a family. And I would stand up a little bit for the rights of in-laws to have a voice. Families are, as George says, a dark and murky, complex beast. I mean, have your voice, be heard. And if people misuse the information, then you can withdraw your trust.
So for you, the transgression here is that the sister-in-law then used the information to kind of attack her parents. We all understand the reason why the sister-in-law wanted to know about the ailing parents, but it's how she used the information that's the problem, you see.
Yeah, she's kind of turned herself into a North Korea, hasn't she? She's done the wrong thing. Or possibly a Scott Morrison moment where you upset France, you know. And then people have to work for years to recover that. So if she's going to use information maliciously, I wouldn't hand it over. But I would have a conversation to go, hey, that was not okay. And see if you can find out what drove that.
There's been lots of discussion on our Facebook page about this situation. Lots of people saying, leave well enough alone. Alison should not be stepping in here. But Sam says, the reasons why people can't or don't repair broken familial relationships are extremely complex. She's not doing herself any favours here, but it's very worthwhile to keep her abreast of the situation. If you don't, you'd regret it. And it's also an added cruelty for someone who lost very valuable relationships. I strongly doubt she's more concerned with herself. The pain of this kind of fission makes people act in strange ways. Be kind and compassionate as you have been. That was advice to Alison. So, Rick, should Alison perhaps have spoken to her husband first? How might she involve him now?
Look, yes, she probably should have, but thought, you know, this is, again, sister-in-law business and he doesn't need to know. Now, I think she could just go, dude, this is on you, work it out with your sister, I'm out. But I feel like if we don't involve ourselves in our family relationships, if we don't act on that impulse to heal them, what is a family? Why wouldn't we try? So I'd have a chat with the husband for sure, and not act unilaterally, but I'd be still wanting to choose involvement over disinvolvement.
And so you talked about international diplomacy here. Yeah. You know, how do you see diplomacy as being integral to this family network? And you know, what's the next step? I mean, you know, are we talking about maybe a professional mediator? Alison can't possibly be the mediator, but maybe someone else can.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. Yeah.
Tell me more, George.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a very big thing for parents to cut off a daughter and for the brother to have cut off the sister. Something has happened here. Now, you know, people can say families are often dictated by the sickest member. You know, you can find that, you know, actually this is really unfair, the fact that the daughter has been ostracised or, you know, somehow left out. But, you know, you might not know the full story, and if you do find out the full story and then decide that your loyalties sit with the ostracised sister, then, you know, you're really embarking on a huge undertaking, and there's obviously a lot of pain and a lot of sadness that has gone into this. You know, from the parents' point of view, if your husband goes to hospital and the mother doesn't want to immediately ring all the children and say, listen, kids, something bad's happened, your dad's gone in hospital, that is the normal course of events, right? So if they're not going to include her in that kind of a discussion, then I would be wondering what has transpired, mm-hmm. what has she done? And do I really need this headache? You know, do I go to a professional mediator who are very good at teasing out the different things that have happened and might be able to find some peaceful way to, you know, get this sorted before the parents go to God, because that's what everyone would like. But, you know, I don't think people cut their children off lightly. And I don't think a brother stops speaking to his sister lightly. So, whatever has happened is probably pretty intense. And for the safety of Alison's sanity, I think she's already been burned. I think she's tried to act in good faith. That has not been taken up with any generosity. And I think she's learned, step back and find a professional mediator and say, I'll be involved to whatever degree the family would like. But, yeah, not necessarily inserting yourself into it, because I think there's just pain there.
There's a lot of pain there. But at the same time, yeah, we need to have a bit of compassion for the sister-in-law. We don't know the circumstances, and we do want some kind of resolution before, as you say, the parents-in-law go to God. Well, thank you both for those thoughts. Before we let you go, Rick, I understand you've just released some new music as a solo artist. What's it called? Tell me more.
Oh, the track is called Set, and it's really inspired by a moment where my partner was just reflecting on how people come to her legal service. And sometimes they need to be there. They don't even do anything, and it helps them. So it's just about that sitting with people, being with them, not even needing to do anything, and how that can change the world.
Just
a bit like Life Matters.
It is. It is a bit like Life yeah. Matters, absolutely. Just sitting with people is enough sometimes. Well, thank you both for joining me. That was entrepreneur and broadcaster George McEncrow and presenter of ABC Hobart, Rick Goddard, whose new solo single is called Sit. From his upcoming album called Family Album. And we love discussing your dilemmas. So if you've got one, please email it to lifematters@abc.net.au. We will change your name. We will protect you. But we'd love to be able to try and help with your dilemma.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.